For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the death of a quadriplegic marijuana patient at the hands of the jail staff in Washington, D.C. Here to speak about it is the Director of Communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, Mr. Bruce Merkin.
The young man was named Jonathan Magby. He was 27 years old. He was quadriplegic, having been critically injured at the age of 4, being struck by a drunk driver, was paralyzed from the neck down, and suffered lingering pain from that injury. Just a little over a year ago, he was convicted of marijuana possession in the District of Columbia and sentenced to 10 days in jail. He would have been actually eligible for probation, but the judge decided to send him a message, if you will, by putting him in jail. And he died in custody, apparently due to pretty gross negligence and neglect by the jail authorities, who either didn't care or didn't know how to properly provide for him. And today his family, joined by the ACLU, filed suit in U.S. District Court. There are several layers of atrociousness in this case. But in addition to the just shameless and obscene neglect by his jailers, this is a fellow who should not have been in jail in the first place. He was using marijuana, and he told the authorities this because of the pain that lingered from the injuries that left him paralyzed. And he made the mistake of telling the authorities that he would continue to use marijuana because it made him feel better. Now, Washington, D.C. should have had a medical marijuana law. The voters of the district passed a medical marijuana initiative in 1998 with 69% of the vote, and Congress has blocked it from taking effect. Had that law been able to go into effect, or had the new medical marijuana initiative that MPP tried to qualify for the ballot in 2002 been able to be on the ballot and passed, which it clearly would have, Jonathan Magby wouldn't have gone to jail, and he would be alive today. And there's a lot of people with blood on their hands in this case. I hope at least some of them will be brought to justice by this suit. But the suit won't affect the members of Congress. Intervene to overturn the will of the voters who passed a law that would have saved Jonathan Magby's life. And it's unconscionable.
Pork barrel politics led by the swine in Congress. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.